The things that are left after the fire goes out?
The ashes.
And what color are they?
They're not white.
Well, what color is the smoke?
Yeah.
Okay. The thing you're sitting in is a?
Chair.
And what do you call the long piece of furniture that's two or three times as long as the chair?
Sofa, mostly. Might call it couch.
Mm-hmm.
That would be it, though.
Ever heard it referred to as a davenant?
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Okay. I didn't really expect that. Piece of furniture in your bedroom that has drawers in it that you put clothes in?
Yeah. Chest of drawers. I might say chest of drawers.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I've heard it called.
Does that have a mirror?
Mm-hmm. No, if it, the thing with the mirror, I call it dresser.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as high as a chest of drawers.
Does it have to have a mirror to be a dresser?
To me it does. Mm-hmm. The thing that I think of as a dresser usually has one long big drawer at the bottom and small ones
mm-hmm.
above that, and a great big mirror.
Is that essential? The long drawer at the bottom?
Well, it's the only dresser I've ever
okay.
You know.
Yes. Let's see. Well, I believe you mentioned the room where you sleep. I'd say it again.
Bedroom.
Okay. Things that hang at the window, the opaque things that you pull down that are on rollers.
On rollers?
Mm-hmm.
I call those shade.
All right. And the things with the metal slats?
Venetian blind.
And the flimsy things that don't really keep out the light that just hang there?
Curtains, drapes.
Is there a difference between curtains and drapes?
Not to me.
Okay. The little room off the bedroom that you hang clothes in?
Well, a closet.
All right. And if you don't have a built-in one, a movable piece of furniture might be called a?
A wardrobe, but I'm not very familiar with that. I recognize the term, though.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't call it anything else?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The room at the top of the house just under the roof?
Attic.
Mm-hmm. The room that you cook in?
Kitchen.
Did you ever see a separate one?
Never did.
Never did. The little room off the kitchen where you might store canned goods?
Gosh, it's hard to be accurate about this.
Yes, it is.
If somebody had said pantry to me, I probably would have thought of some enclosed thing, not a separate room.
Mm-hmm.
Something, you know, with doors on it, and shelves inside.
Like a closet?
Yeah, something mm-hmm. on that order. It's like some sort of cabinet rather than a separate
mm-hmm.
room.
If there were a separate room, would you give it a name?
I wouldn't know what to call it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Bunch of junk.
All right, and a room where you might keep things like that you didn't quite want to part with?
Junk room.
All right. What would you say that a woman does every morning in terms of her daily chores?
I'd say she's cleaning the house.
Mm-hmm.
Might be straightening up.
Okay. And what would she sweep with?
Broom.
If the room is in the corner and the door was open, where would the room be compared to the door?
Be behind that door.
All right. On Monday years ago, women usually did their... If they did
it. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I guess I'd say they're doing their washing.
Okay. And then after they washed the clothes to get the wrinkles out, they would do their...
Ironing.
Do you have a name for washing and ironing together?
Do your laundry.
Is that what that means to you, washing and
mm-hmm.
ironing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you get from the first floor to the second floor in a two-story house?
Go upstairs.
How about going from the ground level up to the porch?